fictional and non-fictional. That's all coming up on Lunchtime Live between 12 and 3 o'clock later on today. 21 minutes past 7. I'm Dottie McLeod. I hope you're well this morning. Thanks for joining me for breakfast. And a support group started to help the children, the parents of children with spina bifida and hydrocephalus, is just about to celebrate its second anniversary. The charity Shine runs the monthly group for children from the age of 0 to 5 from their Peterborough base. Our reporter Alex Pope went to one of their sessions to meet some of the parents and their children.
Hello, Reuben. How are you today?
Okay.
What's the bit that you like the most about this playgroup?
The balls.
Is the food any good?
Yeah.
What do you like the most?
Biscuits.
That's four-year-old Reuben, who comes with his six-week-old brother Joel and his two-and-a-half-year-old sister Iona to the Shine Monthly Support Group. Iona was born with anencephalocele, which means her brain grows on the outside of her head. She has severe hydrocephalus and has epilepsy. Their mother, Hannah Ganderton, says it's an amazing resource for the whole family.
It's really important for me as a mum because I've found it really beneficial to meet with other parents whose children have similar conditions so that I can sometimes just have a bit of a moan about what's going on in our life, that where life feels a bit relentless, or upcoming treatment that our children might have. Or, for example, when Iona started to have seizures, I could ask one of the other mums.
Obviously, there are other family groups that you can go to. Do you like going to those, or do you just only really want to come here?
I found since having Iona that I need to go to places where I either have friends with me that can help me, or I can go to somewhere where we will be accepted, simply because Iona tends to do a lot of headbutting if she gets frustrated or upset, and suddenly you can be whisked into a situation where parents around you aren't coping with what she's doing. So this group is really great if I need to deal with another child or she does start headbutting. I know that I've got people around me that can help me and not be freaked out by the fact that she's suddenly started headbutting the floor and having a bit of a meltdown.
My name's Fabienne Betts, and I come to the playgroup because my son has hydrocephalus. So he's got a genetic condition. He had meningitis when he was 12 days old from septicemia, so he was on life support for a week and got brain damage from that. Do you know what? I like telling people, because I think if you don't tell people, they don't ever really understand what's going on. Do you know, there are loads of kids out there who have got extra needs. And if we all just sort of brush it under the carpet, it isolates our kids. We need to be able to talk about it. It needs to be normal.
And how important is this group to you and to Teddy?
Really important, actually. It's nice to be able to come somewhere where I can meet people who are going through the same things. Do you know what? It's good for him socially. He's developmentally delayed by quite a long way. And so he doesn't love being around kids necessarily. So it's good for him to be around other kids, isn't it? Yes. Meets other people. Parents, they're very competitive, and I don't even think that they realise that they're doing it. It actually just drags after a while, and you get to the point where you don't want to know how amazing their child is. Because actually, our children are amazing, but in such different ways and in such simple ways that other parents would never even notice in their kids, that it's lost. You know, they don't get as excited when you tell them that your child just swallowed without choking or picked a bit of food up and put it in their mouth. They don't get it. You can't underestimate how important it is having people who are going through the same things. It's isolating having kids with special needs, and even more so if you've got no one to chat to other than health professionals, who actually, they're also not going through it. They see loads of people who are, but it's not the same.
That's our reporter Alex Pope speaking to some of the mothers at the Shine 0-5 support group, which meets monthly. David Isom is the charity's development manager. David, clearly such a special service for the parents who go along to this group. How do you feel listening to that?
Good morning, Dottie. Well, you know, this is an area of work that, as an organisation, we'd love to develop more. You can hear from the mums speaking there just how much a group like this means to them and their children. And these families are so often very, very isolated in society and their children. So they're coming together, and we can't underestimate the powerfulness of that to these families.
And at the moment, this group meets once a month. Is it something that you're keen to do more?
Yes, we'd love to do more. We'd like to be able to support this group to meet more regularly. We'd like to develop a similar group for parents with older children. We'd like to develop a group for teenagers. We'd like to develop groups for adults with, well.
And you've been going for 2 years. Where does your funding come from?
We don't receive any statutory funding or any local authority funding, so all of our funding is raised by individuals and supporters of the organisation and parents themselves. So it's very, very difficult times for charities like ours. So funding's really, really crucial to support families like this.
Yeah, so when you say you have all of these other services that you'd love to start up, I guess that the money factor is something that you have to try and overcome.
Yeah, it's a massive, massive problem for us. So, you know, I would genuinely ask, you know, if there's anybody out there that would like to know more, would like to support us, then we'd love to hear from.
What do you think is the thing that you're proudest of achieving in the 2 years of Shine?
For this particular group, has been going for 2 years, but our organisation's actually celebrating 50 years next year.
Oh, wow.
We're a national organisation, and our head office is based here in Peterborough. We'd love to continue the work that we've done for the last 50 years and develop more groups like this locally and wider afield, really.
David, thank you for your time this morning. That's David Isom, who is the development manager of the charity called Shine, whose head office is based in Peterborough. 27 minutes past seven. Now, Dottie McLeod with you through until 9 o'clock this morning. And there's all sorts of award ceremonies these days, aren't there? There's